DW.
The words of the haunting Mexican folk song, La Golondrina, which translates to the swallow in English, tracks a weary bird's search for shelter. In the 1930s, La Golondrina was often the last thing thousands of Latino men, women, and children heard before they were lined up and packed up, mostly onto trains, heading from the United States to Mexico. The expulsions were euphemistically called Mexican repatriation.
The trains that left Los Angeles and other locations were very tearful occasions. And very often, the individuals were crying. It occurred from Alaska to Mississippi, from New York to California. Throughout the American nation, we have over 1 million Mexican nationals and American citizens of Mexican descent that are expelled out of this country.
Francisco Balderrama is an emeritus professor of Chicano studies at California State University, Los Angeles. He documents the expulsions in the book he co-authored, Decade of Betrayal, Mexican Repatriation in the 1930s. He says the government, big business, and social service organizations initiated or facilitated the so-called repatriation, a word he calls a cover-up for what was really going on.
So social workers, caseworkers, would then go to Mexican families and say the same thing that Ford Motor Company is saying, what U.S. Steel is saying, what Southern Pacific Railroad is saying. You would be better off with your own people, where you can speak your own language, where you be with your own culture.
Professor Balderrama says there was no distinction made between Mexican nationals and Mexican Americans.
Many of the Mexican nationals had been in the United States for 15, 20, 25 years and had married Mexican Americans or also had children were Mexican Americans. Of that 1 million, generally, at least 60 to 70% were U.S. citizens by birth, by being born in this country.
Christine Valenciana's mother was born in Los Angeles, and she was among those who were expelled. Valenciana says her family lost cash, property, and much more.
All we have is what my mom's been able to tell us. And that's important. She can take me to where she used to live. That's important. But they lost their home. So it's kind of sad to go there and look at this house and see, gee, my grandparents bought this. But they lost it. They were contributing members of the society. And, you know, it's sad. It's very sad.
The so-called repatriation began in the midst of the Depression during the presidency of Herbert Hoover, heard here in 1932.
If it shall appear that while I have been had the honor of the presidency, that I have contributed to the part required from this high office to bring the republic through this dark night, and if in my administration we shall see the break of dawn of the better day, I shall have done my part in the world.
Balderrama says the falling stock market, the run on the banks, the home foreclosures made immigrants, especially those of Mexican origin, ready targets. A popular slogan of the era was, real jobs for real Americans.
The federal government, in the waning years of the Hoover administration, targeted Mexicans and other immigrant groups, targeted them, in the sense of they are to blame for the unemployment. There's jobs for all Americans, except we have these other people that are taking away our jobs.
I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad.
The Herbert Hoover Library and Museum refutes the findings of Valderrama and other scholars regarding the scope of the expulsions during the Depression. A blog post from the Presidential Library describes the reports of mass expulsions as unfounded myth. But when reached by phone, a spokesperson for the Herbert Hoover Library does say that Hoover appointed a Secretary of Labor was a major advocate for significantly reducing the number of immigrants in America. United States Citizen and Immigration Services says it's hard to say how many immigrants were pushed out of the U.S. during that time period. Professor Valderrama believes government agencies, federal, state, and local, intentionally obscured the numbers.
The U.S. government did not want to keep detailed and accurate records about this expulsion. And the Mexican government, for other reasons, didn't want to keep detailed records. The U.S. government wants to block out what happened. The Mexican government were also concerned because there were riots in parts of Mexico with the returning of this group. There was concerns about how they were to incorporate this over a million individuals in the Mexican nation. So it's hard for us to get numbers. But we do have a very solid understanding that at least 1 million individuals from throughout the United States were expelled, and I would say their own country.
While immigrants from countries throughout the world were expelled, Valderrama says the majority came from Mexico, and most of those were in California. After reading Valderrama's book on the repatriation, a California state senator asked his staff to further research exactly what happened. After 3 years, they concluded that there were not 1 million, but more than 2 million men, women, and children of Mexican descent who were expelled. The investigation also concluded that more than half of them were born in America. The study led to the Apology Act of the 1930s Mexican Repatriation Program. It officially recognizes the, quote, unconstitutional removal and coerced immigration of United States citizens and legal residents of Mexican descent. There's also been a push within the U.S. Congress to spread the word, in part, legislators have said, because of Donald Trump's stance on immigration.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
Trump's viewpoint has been loud and clear about immigrants from Mexico from the very day he announced he'd be running for the presidency of the United States of America.
They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Christine Valenciana's mother was able to return to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 17 with her U.S. birth certificate. Valenciana, whose grandfather was also expelled to Mexico in the 1930s, says today's rhetoric is hauntingly familiar.
Oh, I'm feeling what perhaps my grandfather felt. I can relate to the environment that existed at that time. I mean, I knew about it before, but it's different when you read about it. It's different when somebody tells you about it. But when you actually are in a situation that is very, very similar, then you feel it. You feel the terror that they may have felt. You feel the marginalization that they felt.
Valenciana is now a professor, too, and as it happened, she's married to Francisco Valderrama, the co-author of the book that has gone a long way in making sure that Mexican repatriation of the 1930s is not forgotten history today. Lena Nozizwe, Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.